Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We hear everything. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Friday, everybody. I'll tell you what we won't do today. We will not involve ourselves. And he said, she said, we will not get involved, Mike.
Right.
And have this demeanor about the show, wondering what somebody else is thinking about you, me, or this program, or this radio station. We will not stoop to that level.
I said what I said. If I'm living rent-free in some radio host's head who wants to go, right on, Chipper, knock yourself out. But again, we're moving on. As we said, we got bigger fish to fry. And again, you can get on social media if you're behind the scenes, or behind, I should say, the last few days, what has been going down. But yeah, I mean, as I said today on our pre-show, and check that out at Twitch and YouTube, made some comments about Snickers' legacy, invoked Bobby Cox, and I thought it was a reasonable take. I thought it was an unreasonable response by Chipper, and that's all I got to say.
Won't stoop there. Won't go there. But I will tell you that one of our listeners did tweet at us and say that he was recently blocked by one Chipper Jones for defending your comments.
Hey, look, we invited him on the show. That's all you can do. Been big fan of Chipper. I mean, like, I know that's his guy, and I understand the relationship between a manager and a player, but yeah, man, I just thought he went too far on this, and if he wants to keep on going, knock yourself out. There you go. Leave it at that.
I'll tell you what I am excited about. We talked about this yesterday, and after discussing it with a couple of people this week, including Connor Riley and then Mike Griffith yesterday, we had on Barbara Dooley. She was amazing. Make sure you check that out at Odyssey.com. Mike, the Dogs are now a 19.5-point favorite against Kentucky. And the reason
why the sharps just feel now the money is obviously come down on Kentucky side
correct.
To get the number down
correct
because people have seen Georgia has not covered all season long.
Yes, and look, I think part of this is you know this thing about Kentucky playing Georgia hard and well every year
noon game
the early game there that you know can Georgia do some of the things we've talked about. I'm simply excited because I had this argument with Day-Day this morning and it wasn't necessarily an argument. It was just me going, it's not going to happen, Day-Day, and that is. This slow start for Georgia is not going to happen on Saturday. Look, if it does, there is something wrong that the message is not getting through, whatever that message is, whether it's from Kirby or Mike Bobo. They have to get off fast. And the things that Georgia does well, Kentucky does not defend necessarily well. Mike, this is going to be, take my word for it, an offensive explosion for the Dogs. This 19.5 this weekend, all right? It does. It sounds like a big number. It's just not. Kentucky doesn't score. And the reason why I'm excited is because I think this is going to get people back in the good graces of after what happened last week. All right. It came down to one play call. It really did. It's not like Georgia got out. Okay. In the first half, they got outplayed. But it wasn't like Georgia just got their butts beat. This came down to one decision, one play. If they make it, we're not even talking about what we've been talking about all week. They didn't make it. This is still a really good football team, and I think, Mike, they'll be motivated to go out and show it tomorrow.
Right. Now, certainly the noon game, you know, I know that I don't think you look at Kentucky and say, well, that's a team that can get up 14-0 on Georgia. I don't think they can get up 14-0 on Georgia, not in this version of the Wildcats. But as you said, the physicality is the calling card of Stoops' team. Stoops, I mean, I don't know what his future is. Sounds like he's dead man walking up there, up in Lexington. But to play competitive with Georgia, would that change any minds up there?
They did that last year at home.
There's no moral victories at this stage.
And they didn't win.
But, I mean, here's the thing, though. And, I mean, just to play devil's advocate, I like Stoops. Always liked, you know, his game. It was a great defensive coordinator for Jimbo back in the day. Matter of fact, he left before the national championship season in 13, got the Kentucky job. How good is it supposed to be in Kentucky? You know, that I know it's all relative. With NIL, if people will put the same money that, you know, as you said, if Arkansas could get some people to put money in the basketball program to put it in the football program, then the same, I think you could argue for Kentucky football, or is it people just never going to have the same level of passion for it?
Well, look, I think if you win in anything, people care. But I also think, Mike, it's just kind of run its course. We mentioned the second longest tenured coach in the SEC, and I agree with you. I think there are some intangible things that he brings. The problem is when you go year after year after year and you're doing the same things over and over, and it gets tired. And you become complacent as a fan to say, well, what are the expectations? There are no expectations. You say, we'll win 5 or 6 games a year. That's not being a contender in the SEC. And now in this day and age, Mike, where everybody allegedly is playing on an equal playing field, hey, you got $20 million to spend. How you spend it is your business. Good luck. Well, then what's going on? And I said this to you guys yesterday on our pre show. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, what we're realizing now in college, especially right now, and this is the early stuff. I mean, it's going to continue to evolve. But coaching is really mattering now because of the playing field. And, Mike, you don't have all the 5 stars, and I don't have all the 5 stars. I got to be able to coach these guys up, and I think we're seeing more of that. The problem with Stoops, and I'm just getting back to Kentucky, is I don't think he does enough of that. Good defensive mind, but he doesn't do enough of that.
Well, I mean, then maybe give him some money to go get a better offensive coach. Because, again, when you get 2 10-win seasons at Kentucky, I mean, the only other guy you can compare it to is a former Falcons assistant, Rich Brooks, who left here to go up there, left Dan Reeves, and then went to Kentucky and actually won 8 games twice. I know it's all relative, but you got to go back to, like, Bear Bryant to find an 11-win season. So I just think the expectations, I mean, I'm kind of defending Stoops. I just think you got to give him one more shot. But he's, you know, after coming off a 4-8 and 2-7.
He's got to go. He's got
to
go.
I just don't know what you expect to get. It's kind of like the old Georgia Tech argument. You know, is, you know, winning 10 games every 5 years as good as it gets?
Okay.
With Paul Johnson, or do you deserve and should expect more?
That's a great example. But how do you feel now about Georgia Tech?
Get the right guy. Get the now NIL. Look, if you had NIL and transfer portal, Paul Johnson would have had nobody, because nobody who wanted to go to the pros was going to play in that offense.
Would have gone.
Now you could say, well, he always would have maximized the 3 stars. Well, okay, good luck with that. But I mean, nobody would have gone there.
No, I agree. Look, Mike's point is valid, because for Tech fans, I ask you again, how do you feel now? You feel like you're moving in the right direction because your coach has shown you in some big moments. And even last week, guys, that comeback, they showed a lot of grit. And at halftime, he said he didn't yell, he didn't fuss, he didn't cuss. He just said, look, we're not playing well. You guys know where you're at. And they came out and won the game. Mike, that is the difference. You have to have a coach that instills that kind of confidence in your fan base that you go, hey, you know what? We're not quite there yet, but man, right, this feels like we're moving in the right direction. For Tech right now, that is how you feel. Kentucky is on the hamster wheel. They're just going on the wheel year in and year out, and that's why they are where they are. That is why the Dogs are a 19.5-point favorite. Day-Day, I think this opened up at 20.5. I think the Dogs show up for business tomorrow. And again, here's another thing. They're going to be without Ernest Green. This is, again, their offensive tackle. They're tied in. Ethan Barber is going to be out. But that doesn't matter. They didn't, you know, Green didn't play last week. They were still able to move the football. Green is arguably one of, if not their best offensive lineman. But the Zach Calzada situation, that's the issue. Shoulder injury, Mike, in the loss to Ole Miss. And if you're talking about not having a quarterback to throw the football down the field, you're not scaring Georgia. Ty Simpson was able to do what he did last week because of those damn wide receivers.
Right.
And you had to defend that. Kentucky doesn't have that.
So we'll see about that one. We'll also go through the other big matchups in the college game, because obviously Florida State and Miami is huge. If Florida State loses, you could argue they're probably out of the playoff. Although, who knows? Long way to go. You play them close and run the table? I don't know.
What happens there, though, if they do? I mean, how much leeway does Napier have?
Well, that's just it. Florida Gators lose to Texas, and the Texas number is insane.
It's disgusting.
Florida is getting a lot of love from Vegas because nobody trusts Arch Manning.
Watch your mouth.
I'm just telling it like it is, man. Nobody trusts Arch Manning. I don't trust. Do you trust Arch Manning? On the road. Now, I mean, look, for all the things that Florida's been and hasn't been this season, the undisciplined play, the dumb penalties, the inconsistency with Lagway, you're still going to the swamp, and they still got some bros who can knock them around on defense. That's why I think that's why there's been the sharps are on Florida, because they just don't trust Arch Manning.
He's fixed.
Not necessarily to lose, but not to cover.
He's, look, He had mechanical issues. There's no debating that. He's fixed. He's going to be fine tomorrow.
You took him to the vet?
He's going
to
be fine, okay? I do think you're right, and that is why this is low. This should be, I'm going to, guys, this should be like a 14-point spread. It really should be. Problem is Texas has played at home 3 weeks in a row after the Ohio State game. This is their first or their second real road test.
Right.
And Arch is first in the SEC. So
then there's got to be something to be said for that. I mean, we saw how Gunnar Stockton responded. But, I mean, but the games – now, granted, he was in at times in those playoff games, but Gunnar Stockton had a little bit more experience with the bright lights. We'll see. Clemson goes to North Carolina. We'll get into that because a lot of talk about this one preseason. And now, like, who gives a flip? Clemson, by the way, is a two-touchdown favorite against Belichick. Why should Clemson, the way they look, be a two-touchdown favorite against anybody on the road?
Because that's how bad North Carolina is.
That's true.
Nobody thinks North Carolina – matter of fact, here's the reality of where North Carolina is. And this is why this was all hype and hyperbole when it came to Belichick. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, that roster has zero NFL talent on it. Zero. So how can you be Bill Belichick, hire all these NFL guys, hire all the general manager around you, and not have the wherewithal to go get guys in the portal that you feel like are NFL caliber to raise the level of play? North Carolina is not only being not coached well, they don't...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have the kind of talent that Clemson has, and that's why I think this number is what it is.
Well, I mean, again, his son is, I mean, the nepotism with Mullet Boy as defensive coordinator, you just talked about it. I think if you're in North Carolina, you really expect Bill Belichick to stick around for 3 years? So you're just going to throw away the first year? Because it was a transition. Everyone, to Carl's point, they were going to come in and run it like a pro team, dive into the portal with a lot of resources. They came up snake eyes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.